Serotalk and Serotech are giving away 3 gift cards. Just tell us your favorite 2010 podcast or tech chat. Send an email to resources@serotalk.com. Include your first and last name, working email address, and number of the podcast or tech chat and the segment you liked. Three qualifying entries will be drawn on December 31st at noon Eastern U.S. The first name drawn will receive a $50 gift card for Serotech software and services. 2 others will each receive a $25 Serotech gift card. Let us know when we made a fool of ourselves.
With your pants on the ground.
Made a mess of things, made you angry.
Don't drag the rest of us down by saying, well, we insist that LLS stick around.
Saved you money, or just made you laugh.
Oh, man.
Deadline for entries is December 30 at midnight Eastern U.S. And don't forget, you can buy a Serotech gift card for the holidays or their birthday by going to serotech.com/gift cards. So email us your favorite 2010 Serotalk moment and get ready to win from
Serotech.com.
And welcome to Serotalk Tech Chat 81 for December 9, 2010. This is Michael Loff, and tonight we are going to follow up. A year ago we talked about NFB Newsline, but there have been 4 enhancements since we've done that. So we brought back Scott White with the NFB. And how are you doing there, Scott? Oh, wait a minute. Don't speak yet. There we go. Go ahead. Scott, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Okay. Doing very well. And yourself?
You are the director of sponsored technology from NFB's Newsline service. And also we have with us Stephen Tompkins, who is the Newsline coordinator of the National Federation of the Blind of Texas. Thank you for joining us tonight, Stephen.
Thank you very much for letting me come.
All right. Good deal. Well, I guess before we do anything, because there may be a few people listening tonight who have not listened in the past, we should start with just a quick overview of what NFB Newsline is. I'll let you do that, Scott, before we talk about some new features rolled out and some new things coming or forthcoming.
Okay, very good. Good evening, everyone. To give you a brief overview of NFB Newsline, NFB Newsline is an audio information source. You can access it in a number of different ways. We have access methods that you can access it over the telephone, as well as online services through the web and etc. Download it to portable devices. We have over 300 newspapers currently on the system, around 30 different magazines, TV listings that are currently on the system, plus a lot of states provide local information. Some states provide like bus schedules. Other ones provide information about specific items going on in their state.
Wow, that was a quick overview, and we'll play some audio files for folks to listen to in a little bit, and some cool new features that have taken it far beyond the telephone. But before we do that, Steve, I want you to Stephen, give you a chance to kind of give an overview of kind of what you do and how you bring people in the state of Texas into using Newsline.
Thanks. Don't know how the other states do it, but I travel a lot from city to city in Texas. Often from to one of the cities whose papers we have, and we have 14 of them here in Texas. So I speak at Lions Clubs, other civic group gatherings, churches I've addressed, and also gatherings for the partially sighted and the blind.
Okay, well, let's try to go through a history here before we talk about some of the new cool features that have been released in the last few months and the new things coming up in the future. Scott, I believe the next feature that was added after we spoke, but you could correct me, I believe was the addition of the NeoSpeech voices.
Yes, back in, it was February of this year, right around February 1st, we went ahead. Traditionally, what we'd had on Newsline was the, what you're familiar with, either System Access or the other screen readers, JAWS, etc. We call it sort of the classic voice, was the Eloquence voice synthesizer. And Eloquence does really well, but to go ahead and accommodate some people that are newer to technology and so forth, and they have some minor hearing loss, what we wanted to do is provide a more human quality voice on the system. So what we did is we went ahead and recorded, I guess maybe as much as 10 voices, put them on the system, and then ask people to go ahead and rate those, both a male and a female voice that they liked the best. And the survey turned out that we got a good number of responses from that, and the survey turned out that we actually would, NeoSpeech came back as the number one choice. So we went ahead and added the male voice of Paul from NeoSpeech and the female voice of Kate on the system. And we have those to play for sometime during the broadcast.
Well, why don't we go ahead and play those right now, if I've done this correctly?
Very good.
Welcome to NFB Newsline.
Para continuar en español, aprieta dos.
NFB Newsline is provided by the National Federation of the Blind along with state sponsors. To select the New York Times, press 3. To select the... and you, please select from the following sections. Business Financial Desk, press 10. Classify, press in. Business Financial Desk, Article 1. A conference board index suggests near-term growth. By the Associated Press, the conference board said on Monday that its index of leading economic indicators, a gauge of future activity, rose 1.4% in March, the fastest rate of growth in at least 7 months. The index's surge suggested the economy was likely to continue growing in the next 3 to 6 months.
Article 2. A Difficult Path in Goldman Case. By Benjamin Applebaum, Andrew Martin, and Michael J. DeLaMerced contributed reporting from New York, Washington, and accusing Goldman Sachs of defrauding investors. Regulators are not only taking aim at a company with deep pockets and a will to fight, they are also pursuing an unusual claim that could be difficult to prove in court, legal experts said.
Thank you for using NFB Newsline. Goodbye.
And goodbye to you, Paul and Kate there. I guess the next thing before we go further, I brought up the application form that people can download as a Word document. So you might talk about that, Scott, and I'll let Stephen talk about that too, the process of bringing in new users, just kind of what's involved in getting signed up to take advantage of all these great newspapers and magazines and some job listings that we'll be talking about in the future.
Okay. Yes, let's talk about who is eligible for NFB Newsline. Persons that would be eligible are what we describe as print disabled. That would be persons that are blind, persons that have low vision, persons that also have unable to hold a printed material. If you're already a member and a patron of the National Library Service, then you automatically are qualified for NFB Newsline because we use the exact same criteria. So, for example, say somebody that has shaking hands and is unable to turn the pages from themselves, certain forms of dyslexia would qualify as well. Anyone that basically has a trouble with reading the regular printed page. Now, to apply for NFB Newsline, in a lot of states, they will have a coordinator, like Steve is in Texas. So if you're listening and you're in Texas, then you would get in contact with Steve. But most people are not going to know the individual sponsors that are in the particular state. So what we have is we have a number of different methods that you can apply nationally. What we've done here, as Mike was posted, is actually the application that you can download from our website. You can fill that out. There's also an online form that you can go ahead and fill that out, and then that will be transmitted to us when you complete that. You also can simply go ahead and give us a call. Our telephone number is 866-504-7300. Again, that's 866-504-7300. It's an 800 number.
Okay, I know there's a few states where it's not available yet, and that was my case in Indiana. I tried to get signed up for it, and it took the legislature to allocate some monies or something it took to get into place before it was available in Indiana. Now it is, and is in most states. Steve, I want to talk to you about the process of you bringing in people, because it said here, you know, there's a couple of questions, and if you answer yes to any of those, you're kind of set up. You know, if you register with your local lending library or a couple other entities, but if not, then you've got to bring in a doctor's statement or proof from someone in the NFB that you are truly blind, because you certainly want to make sure that people are legitimately qualified to use the service.
Well, certainly we do want them qualified. On the whole, what I do is ask about their talking book status. So many are taking talking books that I just go on their word if they're taking them. I also speak to groups that are already involved in the state's rehabilitation system. So I talk at our Chris Cole Rehab Center here in Austin, and those people are registered with that agency, and so they are already qualified automatically as well. Typically, we don't need a doctor's statement unless we're talking about a learning disability. What we want to be careful of is legal blindness. We can have people on the system because their eyes are tired, because it would be more comfortable generally, but only if they're within the levels of 2200 with best correction and the field restrictions that also qualify.
Right. So you got to make sure all that's in compliance, or maybe someone who just recently lost their eyesight and they're wanting to take advantage of this service. Maybe they enjoy the newspapers, but
we often just sign people up on the spot. We do get our numbers increasing when I check the statistics, and those are coming through the computer signups or calling to National. But so many times when I speak, people simply come up and I take down the information, which is very simple. Name, address, phone number, email if they have it, and their reason for qualification if it's not obvious. And then we're ready to go. I get them on the computer and get them their codes and their set.
Okay, now what we have on the application is if a person is, there's several different organizations that they can be already a part of, and that quickly aids in the verification process. For example, what I mentioned earlier with the National Library Service, if a person is already a member that, say that you were to call in tomorrow and ask and say that I'm a member of, you know, Maryland, for example, library service. Well, what we can do is then we can go ahead and take down your information. We can go ahead and get in contact with the Maryland Library and ask them, are you a patron? If they respond that you are, then we know that you're definitely qualified for the service. And there's several different organizations like Agencies for the Blind that we work with that use the same type of criteria for legal blindness and so forth. And when we get to the doctor's note is we have some individuals that are not really set up with the Talking Book Library, haven't worked with a VR agency in the past, and that's the type of instances that we need the doctor's note. And those are all outlined in our application and, you know, available on the web. Now, as far as the states that aren't sponsored with NFE Newsline, currently they are not. There are seven states that are not sponsored. So what we figured out is we cover about 95% of the population in the U.S. The states that aren't sponsored are like Alaska, the Dakotas, Nevada, Maine, South Carolina. Let's see, I believe that covered them all. Wyoming, I believe I covered them all there. And what we're doing is in those states, we're continuously working for efforts to go ahead and get the necessary funding so they can have it for those residents in those states. And currently, you can still sign up for NFE Newsline and get a limited set of the magazines that's available to everybody in the country. Currently, that's things like The New Yorker and The Economist, and there's one or two other magazines that anyone can sign up for an NFE Newsline and can get those. That's sort of to give you an idea of what the service is all about and how you can use it and how it can benefit you. And then you can help us out with, you know, helping with meeting with legislators in your state, any type of organization, you know, that may have grant funding, anything like that to help bring it to your state.
Okay, very good. So there's a wide variety of newspapers and magazines. Let's move forward through the history. You added the NeoSpeech Voices. Then what came after that?
Well, about around that same time, we added two smaller features to the service. Before, what we had is we had one way that you sort of managed your favorites. On the service, on the phone side, that it's still this way. Say that there's newspaper on the service, you can go ahead and use the three button, and you will be listed newspapers that's in your particular state. Well, we also have a convention on there where you can go ahead and, let's say, bookmark some of your favorite newspapers, and those could be located under option number 4. On the phone, there's currently 6 options that you can go ahead and put there. So you can put 6 newspapers or a combination of newspapers and magazines there. So what we did is we went ahead and developed a section on the website where you can go ahead and monitor your you can go ahead and select your favorites there. You can really select your phone favorites and some of the other options that we'll be talking about. You can go ahead and select the favorites for Potable. All the other different options, we call it managing your favorites, that was put on the web. So you could still do your phone favorites on the phone or on the web, but all the other options are managed through the web now. And another option that we entered to about that time is that really, really has been popular, is if you're on the phone and you're listening to an article and you say, well, I like to keep that article for my personal use. It could be a recipe or it could be some article that you find interesting that you want to keep track of. What I often will do is if it's an article and it's a lengthy article, like in the New York Times or something, I don't really have time to read it right then, but I skim over it and then I'll go ahead and press #9, and what that enables it to do is it's emailed to me. So then that would come directly into my inbox. It comes in plain text, and I can go ahead and save that for my personal use. I say that it for personal use because it's very important, as we say at the disclaimer language at the bottom of every email, that it's important that you go ahead and not share that with other individuals that aren't qualified for the service, because that would violate the copyright agreements that we have with each individual publisher.
Right. So is this the same thing as the web news on demand?
No. The component I'm talking about right now is just where it's on the telephone. And if you're listening to a particular article, you can go ahead and do the #9 and have it emailed to you. Now, Web News on Demand basically is a web interface where we have all the newspapers and all the magazines. They are basically there where you can go in and get them in your web browser, and you can either read it like a section at a time if you wish, an article at a time, or you. What I often will do is go ahead and bring the entire paper up into one browser window. So, and then that enables me to go ahead and search for different terms and things like that. Like when I read the New York Times, I can go ahead and just bring it up in one browser window, and then I can, we have it set up in headings so you can move around the page quickly, find what you're looking for, and so forth. Now, from that, you can also get articles emailed to you from Web News on Demand. But the what I'm talking about, the #9, is exclusively for the phone.
Okay, very good. I just brought that up on the screen for our accessible event viewers, so let them understand the similarity or differences between. So the web-based is more powerful for those who are watching this and are on the Internet, and the phone is handy at times, but when you're online, you have some definite advantages to that technology. Now, staying in order, what was next? Was it the NFB Potable, which is one of my favorite features?
Yes, Potable News came up around the middle of the year. And what Potable News is, it's a very unique way of presenting the newspaper. For example, I read a number of newspapers, but I don't read them in their entirety. So what I choose to do is to go ahead and get some sections from individual newspapers. This NFB Potable News, what it would allow you to do is to go ahead and get sections. Like if I want the money section of the USA Today, and then if I want the business section out of the New York Times, I can go ahead and just get those sent to me. Now, the way they get sent to you are in MP3 files. So what this allows you to do is it will allow you to go ahead and put them on any MP3 playing device. So you could use like your Victor Reader Stream, your GW Micro BookSense, Bookport, anything like that. Or you can just use a standard MP3 player or listen to them on your computer. Now, just like with all the products we have with NFB Newsline Potable, is you can go ahead and there's a program that we have to make it simple for people to automatically load those on their device. So you go to the website, nfbnewslineonline.org, log in with your identification code and security code, and then you go and select what newspapers you want, which sections you want. Now, you can get the entire newspaper, but it just excels with providing just the sections of the individual newspapers. Once you select those, then you go ahead and run this Potable client, and it will automatically download those and put those on your device for you.
Yeah, it does take a little time to configure, but it's worth it because, as you said, you can really – I can get my local newspaper, state news, and the national sections that I want. So if you take the time to configure it, it is very powerful. So I want to differentiate. That was your newest feature, but you had something even before that, NFB Newsline registered in your pocket, and you've had that for a while. So explain the similarities or differences between these two services.
Okay, NFB Newsline in your pocket is designed to provide you the entire newspaper. And what it does is it provides it in a text format. It's in a DAISY 3 file format, but it's a text file. So you would need to go ahead and put it on something like a Victor Reader or one of the other portable devices. We support the ones we support, of course, be the Victor Reader, the BookSense, the Bookport, the Icon, the Braille Plus, and you would go ahead and basically it's the same type of principle. You put this program, download it from our website, then you go ahead and install it on your computer, you go to the website and you pick your favorites, and then it will automatically download those publications directly to your device. And see, those are text files, so you need a speech engine to be in your device, as it is in the ones I described, and it will go ahead and read those to you. And then based on the commands on your device, you can skip around from sections and articles and things like that.
So Potable actually creates actual audio files so that you can have the voice you want. You can have the Neo speech or the eloquence on, say, your Victor Reader Stream. Am I correct on that?
Correct. And the way that you determine what voice you're going to get is you go on the phone, and if I have eloquence set up on the phone as my default voice, then that's why I'm going to get Potable. Same thing if I have Neo speech set up on the phone, I'm going to go ahead and get that in the Potable files as well. The speed of the Potable files are going to be dictated by what's on the phone. So if I'm listening to it fast on the phone, that's what I'm going to get in my audio files.
Okay, very good. So there's two great features. Hopefully we've clarified the explanation of those. You know, if you're savvy enough to go in there and go and configure Potable, it is It is pretty easy. It takes a little time, but it's worth it because once you get it set, you not only get the type of voice with the pitch and rate that you want, but the exact articles that you want. And so even your portable devices that may not have that native default voice, like the Victor, you can, you know, turn around and have Eloquence or Paul or Kate on there. So I love Podable. It's a very cool feature. Definitely one of my faves from the service. Let's see what came after that then.
Well, it's coming up to ones now that we're getting ready to introduce. Now, with the NFB Newsline in your pocket and the Podable News, what you can do also is, now we're going over sort of a general overview of the different features and so forth this evening, but we have CDs, audio instructions that go step-by-step through all this material. There's also a step-by-step instructions that are on the website. So if tonight we're sounding a little bit confusing and I'll providing you with all the details, and as well as you can call into the 866-504-7300 number, and we'll walk you through and get it set up for you. We want to make sure everybody gets the news that they want.
Yeah, great link here. It says documents and audio files. So go to nfbnewsline.org. There's a great thing here, a bunch of Word documents and actual audio files that go, and they're divided into sections. So you can download those MP3 files and help yourself get up to speed so that you make the most out of the service. I guess before we go into some of the new forthcoming features, I want to talk a little bit about, because I'm a big person into stats. So I'll start with you, Steve, and then and go back to you, Scott. I'm curious, what things are really popular? What things are users really excited about? I know you have TV listings, which I don't know if we mentioned that maybe other than briefly, but what things are users clamoring for, Stephen?
Well, the TV listings are very popular, especially among the young. Of course, the system as it just as what it is for newspapers and magazines is extremely popular among our senior readers. They miss that media greatly, and so they enjoy just having the papers. Most are interested in the papers of their cities, and we're fortunate here in Texas that several of our big cities and some smaller communities, such as Lubbock and Tyler and Beaumont, have their papers on our system, and so they're local. We do get some people who say they're very interested in being able to access any of the papers because some of them have lived other places in the country, so they keep up with the news in their old stomping grounds. And then the magazines have been popular, especially those that address particular subjects. The computer savvy people enjoy Macworld or PC World or Wired. Those into literature do the New York Review of Books. And we have science magazines as well that a lot of people tie into. So I wouldn't say that there's a particular thing that everybody clamors for, but there's something for everybody who clamors.
I'm sorry, I guess one thing you were talking about was the popularity of having the stories emailed, you said, was really big.
Yes, we do. Texas, in fact, I haven't seen the stats in a while, but we're one of the states that gets the most of its patrons using the email delivery system based on their favorites they select. In the way of news, we have The Economist. Well, I said the New York Review of Books. We've got the New Yorker itself, Smithsonian, which is very popular, the New Republic, Time. And I want to mention about Time magazine, for elementary school teachers who have blind students, we have the two juvenile versions of Time. We have the one directed for kindergarten through third grade, as well as fourth grade through sixth grade. We also have, Parade, Rolling Stone, very popular with younger people.
The tech magazines, right? You said you got Wired and you said Macworld? Did you say you got some?
Yep, Macworld and PC World. We've got Popular Science. We've got the Men's Journal, Self, Active and Retired Federal Workers Magazine, Roll Call, and the Matilda Ziegler magazine. Let's see. Also have Science News.
Now that's important because Matilda Ziegler is no longer on the actual NLS like it used to be, right? So you actually, you either have to go online to read it or go through Newsline, if I'm correct.
That is correct, yes.
Yes. And so, and then we also have all of the variations of the AARP magazines. We have one of the Spanish versions, and we have the Diabetes Management magazine of theirs. So we have something for everybody, from children to seniors.
And I believe to add to that list, we have Vogue and Vanity Fair and Us Weekly. And my email address, the way I can be reached, is swhite@nfb.org. Over the next year, we're probably going to be adding about another 10 to 12 magazines. And that's really where, if there's a magazine that you want to hear that you don't currently have access to, then go ahead and drop me an email. And you can also call me at that 800 number that I gave. And then, you know, we'd be very happy to hear the types of magazines, because we want to be, a lot of the magazines that are on there now are in response to subscribers' comments. Also, over the next year, we'll be adding a few international publications. Subscribers have been asking for international publications from, like, UK and Canada and things like that. Now, currently, we have one paper, the Toronto Globe, that's on there from Canada. But we're interested in adding a couple more international publications over the year. So I'd be very welcome, very happy to hear from individual subscribers. If you've already subscribed to NFB Newsline currently, or if you're interested in signing up and hearing a particular magazine, being able to have access to that of something you don't have access to now, I'd be very happy to hear from you. Again, my email address is swhite@nfb.org.
Okay, I brought up the contact page here, and so you might address when should we contact whom. Of course, we have Scott White, we have Carolyn Walton, Bob Watson, Renee West. So should everyone really start with you first, and you'll funnel it to the appropriate place, or how would you recommend we proceed?
I'll be happy to do that, but I'll run through the individual people and their responsibilities. Of course, I'm the director of the service, and all the people I'm speaking about now actually work at the national headquarters in Baltimore of Newsline. We have Bob Watson. He works with the content management. And if you currently subscribe to NFB Newsline and you want to either get a paper on the system, or if there's one that you said, well, because papers have problems from time to time, the way that we get the paper will change, and then the formatting will change, and then that will go away, and we'll just hit it. Will either not represent itself well or either stop working. So Bob Watson would be the one that you'd want to contact at about contact management. Renee West is the person that does marketing. She would be the one that, if you have marketing events that you think that would be good to demonstrate Newsline at, or if there'd be things like state fairs and things like that that you'd like to run a table at, you can call her and speak to her about that. Carolyn Walton would be a good person to go ahead and contact, and she will be the one answering the toll-free number. She'll be good to contact if you want to subscribe to the service.
Okay, there you go. So we got that page up there, and I'll start. Now, you have two main websites, right? You have nfbnewsline.org, and then you have nfbnewslineonline.org. So I'm assuming the latter one is more for those who are going beyond phone-based services, but both of the websites are portals and get links to everything that we're showing and talking about this evening for more information. I guess it's time to talk about your forthcoming service, job listings. You've teamed up with Career Builder, I understand, and you'll be rolling this out sometime soon. I'm very excited about this. So talk about your forthcoming job services.
Well, job listings are very exciting to have on NFB Newsline. I've been working with NFB Newsline for coming up on 5 years now. And all the time when I've gone around nationally and done presentations, one of the things that's always been asked for is job listings. So it's very exciting to me to finally be able to be in a position to be able to offer this to people. We're working with a national data source and have, you know, hundreds of thousands of job listings. And the way it's going to work, we have a demo, short demo that we'll be playing here in a moment. But the way it's going to work is you go into, and this is only on the phone at the moment. So you'd have to go into the phone system, and it's going to be option number 9 off of that, off the main menu. And if you're going into job listings for your first time, it's going to go ahead and ask you for your zip code. Once you put in your zip code, it's going to give you about 50, 55, 60 categories. Anything from administrative to restaurant work to government work, all kinds of different categories, information technology, those types of things. So once you select that category, then it's going to go ahead and ask you, do you just want to search with a blank search phrase, or you can actually go ahead and type in a search phrase if you want to narrow down your responses. And then once you enter that information, then it's going to go ahead and start pulling up the job listings that are in your particular area. Right now, it sort of has a default setting of about 50 miles around your area. The job listings are going to be just very similar to the actual way that we do newspaper articles or magazine articles, whereas if you want to go ahead and skip to the next one, then you simply would press the 3 key. You can use the other keys to speed up and slow down the voice, a key number 4 and 6, and that will take you both backwards and also forwards in the job listing, so it enables you to skim it. What a powerful feature on the job listings, I think, are going to be is, let's say that when I do my job search, it brings up 100 listings. Well, let's say that I run across number 10, number 11, and I'm really interested in those. Well, rather than jotting it down, what I simply can do is do the same feature I talked about earlier with the #9, and I can go ahead and that will be emailed to me. Another feature, let's say that I want to go ahead and save it for later review. So as I'm going through that 100, I may pick 10 really that I'm interested in, so I can go back and review those in detail later. Well, there's a feature where you can go ahead and save those to like your personal queue. There's also going to be a way where you, let's say that it, same example, if you pull up 100 job listings and I go through the first 25 and then I have to stop for some reason because I'm out of time or I just, you know, want to go ahead and do something else, then what I would go ahead and do is to sign off the system, and the next time I go back into job listings, it will remember that I already listened to those 25, so it will only present me, if I want to, those next 75, so the ones I haven't listened to. The way that this is being processed is it's a little bit different than what we do with other things within NFB Newsline. With the newspapers and magazines, we obtain the text information and basically store it in a database. Well, with the job listing information, what we're doing is it's a dynamic lookup. So it does take a few moments to go ahead and for it to pull up all the job listings. So if you are looking at an hour now, and if there's been job listings posted next hour when you check back, then you're going to get those new job listings as well.
Wow, very exciting stuff. Now, so can you get specific, especially when talking about government jobs, about the application process, because it does differ between different governmental entities. So do the details go into information like that?
I really haven't looked at those, but any of the information that's posted, see, some of the job listings are going to be very verbose and have a lot of information, a lot of good detailed information, and that's the majority of them. Some I've seen have very little information. Some of them post, you know, everything from salary range to whether you have to relocate. Some of them are very good. It all depends on, you know, the amount of information that the job lister, that the employer entered into the database.
Yeah, let's play this demo where one you hear a salary between $75,000 and $140,000, and someone left the education field blank, so it said none. So I want to apply for that job. Let's take a listen to this demo of the forthcoming job listings service for NFB Newsline.
Welcome to Job Listings powered by Career Builder. Before Newsline can present your customized job listings, you must answer a few quick questions about your job search criteria. Using the touch tone keypad on your telephone, please enter your 5-digit zip code. You have selected a zip code for Ellicott City, Maryland. If this is correct, press 1. Otherwise, press 2. Please select the job search category. Accounting, press 10. Admin, clerical, press 11. Automotive, press 12. Human resources, press 36. Information technology, press 37. Welcome to Job Listings powered by Career Builder. To change your setup, press 1. To view all your job search results, press 2. To view your saved jobs, press 3. To view only new jobs, press 4. To view only previously reviewed jobs, press 5. To view only discarded jobs, press 6. Your job search phrase is blank. Press 1 to continue or press 2 to enter a search phrase. Please be patient while Newsline pulls up your job search results. Newsline found 4 job listings. Job 1, job title, project manager. Company, ACS, general information, location, U.S., Maryland, Essex. Job type, information technology. Base pay, not available. Required education, 4-year degree. Employee type, full-time. Required experience, at least 3 years. S, required travel, up to 25%. Manages others, false. Relocation covered, false. Job description. Affiliated Computer Services, Incorporated, ACS, is expertise in action. We are a Fortune 500 company with 74,000 employees worldwide supporting client operations reaching more than 100 countries. Job 3, job title, Senior Java Engineer, Senior Software Engineer, Company, Cyber Coders Engineering. General information, location, U.S., Maryland, Baltimore. Job type, information technology, engineering, professional services. Base pay, $75,000-$140,000/year. Required education, none. Employee type, full-time. Required experience, at least 3 years. S, required travel, not specified. Manages others, false. Relocation covered, false. Job description. This position is open as of April 20, 2010. Senior Java Engineer, Senior Software Engineer, J2EE, Java Beans, JSP, Senior Java Engineer, Senior Software Engineer.
Then no Java Beans doesn't mean you get to make coffee all day. But so there's a good sample of it. Very exciting. That's gonna. I hope a lot of people take advantage of that, Scott. I've done events here in Tech Chats offering career opportunities and haven't seen the level of interest I'd hoped for. So hopefully. A lot of people will pursue it via this manner and have the means to pursue those jobs. But very exciting. Any estimated time arrival to roll that feature out?
Sometime between now and December 31st.
Oh, very good.
So, yes, we have people calling up on December 1st. When the job listing's going to be here? So I know to let people know that it was coming up for current users and so forth, we already put sort of a brief message on the main menu, job listings, press 9, and then when a person pressed 9, then they would hear that they were coming, you know, before the end of 2010. You know, I think certainly a lot of people have been asking for them. Like I said, pretty much everywhere I go, that's one of the items that they ask for is job listings. And I know that in just talking to a number of VR directors around the country and so forth, that they're very interested in this because now, you know, their job listings will be accessible. It'll be a wonderful tool that one of their clients can use independently. And we also have a feature at the, you know, customer's request, at the subscriber's request. We can go ahead and, if they wish, we don't have to, but if they wish, we can go ahead and put in an alternative email address and have that same job sent to the VR counselor and things like that. Or we can have it go ahead and sent to someone else that in the family or whatever, then maybe helping them with it. In the email that they're going to get, we actually have the apply link. A lot of the jobs now that were listed, that we have listings for, basically most of them have actually where you go and fill out some sort of web form as opposed to some of them haven't. Some of them still do, but most of them don't as far as contact name and phone number. A lot of the jobs, when you apply for things now, they want it to go through the web. So that's, you get that type of form. And I've looked at a good number of them, and I'm sure that there's going to be some out there maybe on external websites that may not be exactly friendly to screen readers, but the majority of the ones I've looked at, everything seems to be okay and work very well with those.
Before I mention your other new forthcoming service, I brought up a page here where people can enter their local phone number, and it tells you what number to call. So I guess a lot of the U.S. has a toll-free number, but other parts actually have local numbers. How does that work?
Across the country, we have a number of local phone numbers that persons can use. And we developed that system because, unfortunately, toll-free service is still more costly than actually calling into a local number. It still costs something to call a local number for the service, but it costs us less for you to use that. So we recommend people to go ahead and use the local numbers if there's one in their area. Most of the local numbers are east in the Mississippi. Most of them that are west are in California. Although I anticipate through negotiating new phone contracts and things like that, that we'll be able to offer a lot more local numbers in the upcoming year.
So with that, so of those of us who maybe have unlimited national long distance, when at all possible, use a national number. I think, what do you have, a 410 number or something that folks, not 410, but some other area code that, other than toll-free, so that can actually help save a little money and help defray some of the costs, because I assume it costs quite a bit to keep this running.
Yes, if anyone wants to, it has unlimited long distance, and what we want to make sure is that it doesn't cost the person anything to, of course it doesn't cost them anything to sign up for the service, but it doesn't cost them anything to use it. So if you are unable to, if you do have the availability to go ahead and use a local number, we do ask that, and you can use any number in the country. So for example, also if you're traveling, you can use a local number in that area. You don't have to call the number back in your home area. And everything is not based on the number you're calling. It's based on your identification code.
And I guess even people who might share a number, like in a corporate PBX system or something, because if I call it, it gives me the option to either log in as Richard Wells or myself if I call through my Serotech number. So I guess that's a benefit for some folks. But I do want to, before we take questions, want to ask about the other service. You're rolling out a service specifically for the new breed of digital NLS players. Can you talk about that?
Yes. This is, we're calling this the National Library Service Digital Talking Book Downloader. It's similar to what we talked about with the In Your Pocket and the Potable program. You would go on the website, select your favorite newspapers. This is designed to download an entire newspaper. And to download the newspaper takes about as long as it does to download a Bard book. So that would give you some idea of the amount of time that it would do that. And the really cool thing is this is going to be just similar to the Potable News. It's going to be an audio recording, but it's going to be in a Daisy book format. And what that essentially means is it's going to allow you to jump around from section to section, articles to articles, much like you would have the same flexibility on the phone.
But again, you're going to want the advanced player to have that functionality, right?
Right, exactly. Yes, you are. Now, you could still play them on the standard player, and they work just fine. What you would have to do then is basically use the same keys, the ones that are right there next to the play button, like the rewind and fast forward, and you can go forwards and backwards in time.
Okay, very good. I guess we will open up for questions. And while we do that, if anything maybe that we haven't covered thus far, either you, Scott, or Steven, something that we haven't addressed yet, because we did kind of jump around here a bit. I want to make sure we covered all the new features of the last year or just anything else, common questions that come up for either of you.
I'd like to second Scott's comment about the job listings. I know I announced them to the Texas Association of Blind Students at our state convention, and they're extremely excited about it. Also in our state, our Texas Workforce Commission, which is our state employment agency, is very interested in this as well. We have a group of disability navigators that cover 28 regions across the state, and they're very interested in this for promoting employment among the disabled community.
Well, that's exciting. That's certainly, we want to help support any efforts and initiatives on that front. We applaud Newsline and the NFB organization for helping to bring this into fruition. I'm very excited about it. I can tell you that working with Career Builder, I know from, I was on the other side of the desk actually hiring people and saw my CEO pay the newspaper a good chunk of money when they would turn around and our leads were really coming from Career Builder. So I know you've got a good pool of real-world jobs in both the public and private sectors. So I encourage all folks to put that through its paces and use it for what it's worth. Certainly at some point, the ability to go online is, I think, is going to be helpful, probably for applying for these jobs and so forth and getting more information. But I'm glad to see it's there, giving people the leads and knowing that these things are available. Let's see. We have our first text question. Richard Wells asks if you have audio files demonstrating how to download for devices such as the Victor Stream. I believe it is, actually, if you go to that documents link, if I'm correct, isn't it? Let's see. Bring up the documents and audio files. Does it cover the Victor and the portable devices like the BookSense? And
since that's an online option, that may be actually covered on nfbnewslineonline.org.
Okay.
Yes, we do certainly have that there. And if you wish, you can go ahead and listen to that online, or we also have that in a CD that you can send. Let me, one other question that we often get asked, we've been talking a lot about this evening about NFB Newsline. NFB Newsline is a project of the National Federation of the Blind. However, any organizational affiliation, if you're a member of ACB, if you're a member of no organization, we still love to have you subscribe to Newsline and welcome all blind people that are qualified for it to get any information that we currently have on the system. So any type of organizational affiliation is not required, just that you meet the eligibility requirements of legal blindness.
Do you have to be a U.S. resident?
That you do, yes.
Okay, very good. I want to clarify that in case we have any illegal aliens listening tonight. But okay, so any other questions, folks, send them our way. We'll be glad to have Scott and Steven answer those. Seems like I overlooked something, but I want to make sure we've covered all the bases here. But, so the NLS will, and again, like Potable, you will actually, it'll work with the voice that you've set as your default on the phone. So again, if you want to have Eloquence or Neil, Paul, or Kate actually play on your NLS player with the rate and the pitch that you choose, that's going to work. Is that correct?
That is correct. Now, that has a little bit of flexibility in it. Let's say that you get the just use the default rate on the phone. Well, when you get it to your player, you can go ahead and use the, you know, the volume, of course, on there, but you can use the speed and the tone to adjust the voice some as well. So that's just going to add more flexibility options to it. Now, the NLS machine, its primary way that they're going to send you books and everything are going to be on those cartridges. The NLS player also has the capability to play books from USB drives. So this would work the same way. So when you go ahead and download the material from NFB Newsline, you can either go ahead and put it on one of the cartridges or one of the USB drives. And, of course, the USB port is on the right-hand side on the NLS player, so you can just go ahead and plug it in there, and it'll work just fine.
Right, so the cartridge or that. And now the APH, I understand, is, what is it, Reader's Digest and some other. So there's two magazines you actually, you're a member of NLS, but you actually get them directly from APH. So are we seeing this kind of development of basically third-party entities that are bringing content to the players?
Yes, and that's very good.
Definitely. I've heard rumors through the vinyl grapes about Audible, so well, time will tell. But it's good to see the expansion of that NLS player, and so we look forward. Again, is that something we're going to have this year? Did we ask that estimated time of rollout?
You didn't ask that question, but again, that's between now and December 31st.
Mike Reiser asks, he's asking about the Keystream link. Is it still coming, he asks.
Keystream is still under development. Right now, it's in beta test mode. We've had some difficulties with some of the sound quality and so forth with that. So we're currently still working on that and trying to address all those before we release it. But yes, that's still on the drawing board to be released.
So essentially, that is a computer-based, so it's VoIP using something like we're using tonight to talk to you, and some have heard occasionally the audio is broken up a little bit, so there's a whole wealth of things to make sure that all the packets get there at the right time and everything. Okay, here's a good question from Casey Matthews asking if you've considered developing an iPhone app.
Yes, we didn't talk about future enhancements, but that's a good point to bring into it.
Well, that's good a time as any.
Indeed we have, and that should be coming next year. So there will be an application. Of course, you can do the web news on demand through Safari right now. So, but we'll be coming up with an iPhone app that will allow you to go ahead and view the newspapers and magazines and so forth. And I would anticipate that would come out towards the end of next year. We'll probably be beta testing before that. And that's going to be one, you know, I can test it on my iPhone, but we probably would want beta testers to help us out with that. So if you wish, go ahead and drop me a line at swhite@nfb.org, and I can talk to you about being on the list to test that out when it comes out.
Okay, good deal. That broke up there a little bit too. Cyloning, as Ranger Joe calls it. So iPhone, yeah, that's definitely one of the most popular. And, of course, there's other ones. You know, there's folks clamoring for greater Android accessibility. But, yeah, iPhone would be a big. But you're hoping that they would at least be able to use it through Safari, just as we do on Windows. Is there any preference, whether it's Internet Explorer or Firefox or maybe even Google Chrome for those adventurous types? Or do you recommend a particular browser?
We haven't tested it with Chrome, but we test it with Firefox and Internet Explorer, so it should work fine with either one of those.
I'm not sure. Someone asked for the email address for the beta testing application, and I don't know if he's talking about Newsline. Is there something there, or perhaps he's thinking of Leo? I'm not sure.
Well,
are you accepting beta testers?
We need people to test stuff from time to time, and especially as mentioned earlier, when they come out with the iPhone app, that we're going to need people to help out with that. But we have other features like the job listings. When we came out with that, we had a series of people that would help and assist with the testing. The best way to go ahead and find out more information about that is to just go ahead and drop me a line at swhite@nfb.org, and then we can discuss that further.
Okay, we'll add that back to the show notes page. But swhite@nfb.org, pretty simple one.
Correct.
Or just click on number 13, whatever, the contact links, and there's a link there that says Scott White, so you can communicate with him if you'd like to be a beta tester. I might even dive into that myself. Very good. Good stuff. Let's see. We're down to about 8 minutes left. Any other questions, folks, send those our way. We invite you to join us next week. We're doing a little diversion. We're doing our Serotech or Samnet member Christmas concert. So you'll get to hear members play their instruments and sing their tunes with accompaniment. And that should be a great presentation. Tom Schill will be overseeing that event. On the 30th, we're going to do this year in Access Tech, and I believe we have JJ and Jamie Pauls, I believe, from Main Menu will be joining us for that, and who knows who else as we talk about what exciting and not so exciting things have happened in 2010. And of course, you can always send your suggestions for show ideas, guests, what have you, at resources@cerotalk.com. Steve, we've kind of bogarted the conversation. Anything else you want to talk about over there?
Well, I think we've really pretty much covered it. I really can't think of anything to add.
Okay, very good. Any final thoughts from you, Scott?
I think that everyone listening that's qualified for NFB Newsline needs to owe it to themselves to go ahead and give it a try. We have a lot of different options for information for people to get, a lot of variety of different access methods, you know, anywhere from the things we've discussed as moving it down to portable devices to listening on the phone and on the web. And I actually use a combination of all those access methods myself. If I'm sitting at my desk at the office, I want to go ahead and peruse like the New York Times business section there in the morning and skim that. I use it on web news on demand. Maybe if I'm in the car going home, I'll use the phone service. So it's also a different number of different access methods that you can use depending on where you are and fitting into your life. And I know a number of people, what they do is they really enjoyed when we came up with the things like the NFP Newsline in your pocket, because that really made it like inequality with sighted individuals, you know, reading their paid newspaper like on the train or the bus. They would go ahead and quickly download it in the morning and then grab that off the player and then head out the door. So that really worked well for them.
Okay, Richard Wells asks if NFB Newsline has a Twitter address, and I believe you do. I know you have a page that we link to, but if you want to get the actual twitter.com/whatever, if folks want to follow you and stay up on the latest developments via Twitter.
Okay, the best way to go ahead and do that is you can go to nfbnewslineonline.org, and there's a link on there that will give you our Twitter address as well as the Facebook address. Now, for those that go, well, that Twitter thing, what is that? So we have explanations on the website also exactly how they can benefit you with Twitter and how you can use that, some programs that you can use with Twitter, and we give you actual links to where you can download programs and give you some basic instructions on how to use them.
Okay, I brought the page on the screen, Richard, so if you're following via Accessible Event, it's up there on the screen. And we have another question here. Will there be an NFB Newsline app for Android? That's the question.
That is one that we have not discussed at this time. I'm not going to say that it will never happen. It's just not on the drawing board right at the moment. We try to plan stuff a year in advance. Probably with that, we would have to do not only work in developing that, but we would have to, since it's a platform that we're not used to working on, we'd have to spend some time in educating ourselves how to go ahead and actually program that. So that's not it right at the moment. But as I was telling someone the other day, any of these types of things, I really appreciate hearing from people. Now, if I were to get a bunch of requests for to have Newsline on Android, that would bump it right up there. So it's always good to know that there's people out there that want that. And I'm glad to hear, you know, that comment and other people that would like that same type of thing on Android. You can go ahead and drop me an email, give me a phone call, and let me know you're out there and you would like it as well.
Now, also, you have, in addition to Twitter, you also have a Facebook page as well. So folks can check that out. I will bring that up there for those who prefer Facebook as their form of communications. You're working there as well, letting folks updating kind of what you're doing. But, yeah, that's important, folks. It's important for us to speak up. So if you want Android access or iPhone access, hopefully you would have a quality of browser support in Android or maybe the iPhone, so that at least some, if not all, of the features would be available as well. Because certainly you can email, so if you could send the stories to your email program and either of those clients and then read them via email. So, you know, obviously some people are probably hoping for the ability to actually play alternate voices than the ones that come with iPhone or Android. But certainly some partial accessibility, hopefully, should or will soon be there for you.
Right. Now, if they, although it hasn't been tested, but if they, on Android, if they have their browser in there, they should be able to go to nfbnewslineonline.org and log in and view everything that's on Web News On Demand right now.
Okay, very good. I think then we'll look, see if there's any other links here, but we are down to our final 2 minutes, so I guess good a time as any for final comments. I'll start with you, Stephen. You want to give your contact if people need to speak with you specifically in Texas about either coming to speak or getting the service implemented for themselves?
Certainly. You can contact us at our offices. Our main phone number is 512-323-5444. And my address, email address, is stompkins, S-T-O-M-P-K-I-N-S, at nfb-texas, spelled out, .org. And people can contact me about joining Newsline or with any invitations for gatherings where I might demonstrate Newsline and speak.
All right, very good. Final comments from you tonight, Scott.
Okay, contact information. Again, email address is swhite@nfb.org. Toll-free number is 866-504-7300. I'd just like to offer my thanks for allowing us to be on the program tonight, and also like to congratulate you, Michael, and Sarah Tech for bringing information from a variety of different sources to the blindness community through your podcast.
Well, we appreciate that. That's what we try to do. We want people to make informed decisions by knowing all available choices out there. So remember, even if Newsline is not for you, you might want to at least try it out and show your support, but maybe make sure you refer it to family members and friends and fellow classmates, coworkers, folks who might enjoy the service. Make them aware that it is out there so that they can enhance the quality of their life, because that's what it's all about. So with that, we're going to put the wraps on it. Join us next week for our Christmas concert. And 23rd, I'm not sure what we're doing. We talked about Android, but we'll see. And the 30th of this year in tech. And until we meet again next week, I encourage everyone to stay connected and stay directed.
This concludes another Serotalk Tech Chat, powered by Accessible Event, a product of Serotech Corporation, giving the blind, deaf, and deafblind full access to classes, meetings, and webinars using Microsoft Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint slides, and web pages. 508 compliance is just one click away at www.accessibleevent.com. Until we meet again, stay connected and stay directed.